Anywhere. I can save any from any time.
God can save you.
I know a man who can meet your needs any time, any place, anywhere. In a storm, he can have you. Any time, any place, anywhere. When I shine, he's on time. On time, any place, anywhere.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. Amen. God, thank you. Brothers and sisters, it's not perfect yet, but it will be perfected in the next day or two. I'm determined. The devil's not going to steal another thing. You know, I've come against the thief, and it's time to stop the thief. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you this morning for giving us freedom, victory, and overcoming power over all the forces of the enemy. And this morning, I loose the power of your Holy Spirit, according to Matthew 18:18. That says, whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I loose resurrection life. I loose the power of the gifts of your healing ability to heal the spirit, the soul, and the body. I loose the power of the maturity, just the maturity of the fruits of your Holy Spirit to do a complete work in the body and the soul of each listener this morning. And I pray this morning, Father God, that they be filled with your own Zoe life, the life of God. Amen. I want to talk to you briefly, and I don't want you to forget. Why don't you say this morning? And I want you to think about it before you say it. Why don't you say, your daddy was a liar. Go ahead, I can't hear you. Your daddy was a liar. Everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie. Holy Spirit, expose Satan's lies. Expose the seed of them. Expose the root of them. Expose the works of the lies of the enemy. You got that this morning? You see, some things you just got to always remember, and this is one of them. Jesus asked a demon. You've heard me say this before. Jesus asked a demon, And the demon lied to Jesus. So if the demon can flat out lie to Jesus, the demon said his name was Legion. That was not the demon's name, because Legion is a number which represents around 6,000. Possibly, this demon was going to try to intimidate or scare Jesus with the huge number or amount of demons which was contained in this man. But I want to tell you something. It didn't work. It did not work. It took one Jesus to get rid of over 6,000 demons that were in that man. So this is the point. I just want to make a point this morning. If that demon sidestepped the issue of the question presented to him by Jesus, or in effect lied to Jesus, he will do the same thing also. Thing that you gotta always keep in your heart, in the forefront of your mind, when the devil, the demons, unclean, evil spirits are attacking in any way. And remember, they have multiple ways to attack. You must continue hearing the God, because that is how you build up spiritual strength so that you're able to resist the demons whenever they try to return. Because they always will try to return. In some, certainly they won't come in the same way they left, because if they tried to come back in the same way they left, you would recognize them. But according to Matthew chapter 12, verse 43-45, they're going to try to come back. And they're going to always try. I heard a tactic. Periodically, I will ask somebody to pray with somebody or become a prayer partner to somebody, because the Bible says, let the strong bear the burdens of the weak. And it didn't dawn on me when I first heard it. But then, that's why I love the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit brought that thing to my attention. The person I asked to pray with somebody, the person said, I don't like all that demon stuff. I'm afraid of it. And it didn't dawn on me, but the person who I prayed with them said, they have a lot of issues. Now, if the person with a lot of issues tells the person I'm asking to pray with them, who I have designated by the power of the Holy Spirit, is the strong person, then the weak person overcomes the strong person when they do and compromise and try to please the weak person. Am I making sense? Let me hear you say, type yes in the chat room. This is so important. If you understand me. Because this is what happens. The person who is the weak person, at this point, is the passive person. If the person who has been designated as the strong person, the believer, yields to the person who is passive, then And it won't be long before the person who was passive will completely take over the person who was supposed to be strong, because the strong person yielded and compromised with the passive person. Am I making sense? Am I making sense? And the next thing that's going to happen is the person who was strong is going to become weak. And the person who was supposed to be weak, who is not weak, by the way, they just want their own way in a Jezebelic, manipulative kind of way. Because they know as long as the strong person keeps talking deliverance, keeps talking the power of God, keeps talking freedom, that the passive weak person, who is only weak because of one reason, they don't know the power of God. And so they don't know the power of God, and you do. So what they want to do is they want you to come down and succumb to their level, which you're already above that level. And if you do, they will become your master. If you do, you'll be following them. Real quick. What is this called, somebody? Somebody write in the chat room what this is called. It's called manipulation. It's called manipulation. You just got manipulated. Instead of making the devil come up to where you were, you came down to meet him on his level. You can never win on the devil's level. You can never win Jesus. Remember, we just had a story the other day. When the devil came to tempt Jesus in the wilderness, after he had been fasting 40 days and he was weak, what Jesus tell the devil? It is written. What Jesus tell the devil? It is said. What Jesus tell the devil? Uh-uh, not doing it. Don't care what you say. You see, when people are in bondage, especially religious bondage, the minute you challenge them with a little work, the minute you challenge them to grow into something that's going to take some effort, they're basically, brothers and sisters, just put it out there like it is. And they always want to keep you at a level where they can maintain control, because the control that they're maintaining is not control through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's through that soulless realm power, right? I want you to understand how tricky and manipulative the enemy is. What they're saying to you is, look, I don't want to be strong in the Lord. I just want me a friend. I'm lonely. I want somebody to talk to. I want a friend. Hear me. Post this in the chat room. Those people that you are ministering to, you want to be and remain their minister. Those people that you are friends with, you want to remain their friends. You cannot go into a ministry situation trying to make you a friend. You'll lose every time. Am I making myself clear this morning? If you're going to minister, if you're so lonely you need some friends, go find a team, go do something and find a friend. Do not try to find your friends in people you minister to or ministering with. you will be making a big mistake. And you have to tell people that. Look at here. My job is to minister to you, not to be your friend. Because, see, if you make somebody your friend, there may be something God tells or instructs you to tell them or do that might not be pleasant. And then you'll put that so-called friendship, which isn't a friendship anyway, above what God says for you to do. And what happened? You've fallen into sin. You've come down off your post. It gets to the point where a lot of people say, you know, well, man, I started out okay with Sister Erica, but you didn't start okay with me if you were trying to make me your friend. I'm not your friend. I'm your minister. Prayerfully, we can become friends to a degree. But if you think I'm going to allow your friendship to compromise what God tells me to do or what God asks for me to do, you are mistaken. And that is the mistake that a lot of people make in ministry. And then what happens? That person or a friend now becomes your arch number one enemy. Because they were looking for a friend. They were looking for a buddy. It's just like a parent. Prayerfully, the person ministering to you will have enough of the love of God in them that you will experience the love of God through their ministration to you. And your new best friend will become Jesus. That's a manipulative trick of the devil when they do that to you. Because the next thing, they're going to lay guilt on you. They're going to lay 10,000 problems and burden. Look, Jesus is the burden bearer. It's just like when nurses. This is a good example. Nurses and doctors. You know, I hear people say, oh, I just love that doctor. That doctor is good at what they call, I don't know the name of it, but you know, it's doctor-patient relationships. That nurse that you just fell in love with is good at nurse-patient relationships. But understand this. They may be the kindest, most loving and caring. And they may even go home and pray for you. But when they were in nursing school or when they were in a medical college, they taught them about empathy and not sympathy. You understand? Don't get out of your place. Don't look for what you need in the wrong place. And my young ministers and my young believers, if you get to the point where you trust God, let God pick your friends for you. When God gives you a friend, there'll be a friend forever. But see, that requires real trust in God to be able to do that. Ministers, when people come to you, they have a need. Brothers and sisters that pray for people, when people come to you, they have a need. You could be the container to the answer or to the fulfillment of that need, as long as you keep it straight in your mind. It is Jesus working through you and not you. I heard an incident like that this week. I heard another incident where a person tried to abuse a minister and said they became offended when the person that prayed for them didn't do what their pastor was supposed to have done. I thank God every day for every person called to the household of faith. Do you know that God already had equipped and prepared the people to work with you and to receive from you? They've already been prepared. They were prepared when God placed the stars in heaven to be a member of your household of faith. But the problem is, you know, and you know, I'm just giving you my perspective on this, all right? You got all these people on this internet, including me, and they want to go to this ministry to get a little bit of this. They want to go to another ministry to get a little bit of that. And then their ears be itching and they hear something and they want to go to this ministry to get a little bit of that other. So they get a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of the other. And guess what? It doesn't connect. It doesn't connect. Because in the kingdom of God, there are steps. There are foundational things that help pull the whole thing together, that actually help the ministry to work. And so God may give this person over here something, and you hear that. You never heard it before, and you say, oh, I'll try that. And then you'll have somebody. Now, you don't know what the prerequisites were. You don't know what the inner workings were to make that thing work. But what you talking about, Erica? Well, I'm talking about this. How many Benny Hens do you see? And do you see Benny Hinn doing whatever Benny Hinn did 20 years ago? No, you don't. But I can remember when Benny Hinn came off the mission field and started having big crusades and everything. And everywhere me and my husband would travel, we would see people trying to imitate Benny Hinn. It was terrible. And Brother Joe would say to me, oh, there goes another little Benny Hinn clone. What God had given Benny Hinn at that time for that dispensation, for that season, worked. But then Benny Hinn wrote a book called Good Morning Spirit. And in that book, Benny Hinn said he was young. My father in the Lord got some videos of Benny Hinn at 18 and 19 and 20. He said he spent all his time in his room studying the Holy Spirit. When he came home from school, he would study, get intimate, get alone, get quiet. And this was long before he ever went to a Catherine Kuhlman crusade. As a matter of fact, he went to the Catherine Kuhlman crusade after he had come off the mission field. He had tremendous success in salvation and healing and miracles on the field. But this is my point. All the people, where are they now that were trying to copy Benny Hinn? And as Benny Hinn is older, he's not even still flowing with that same power. What happened? Did God's power lessen or something? Nope. It's called God has seasons. God has times. And they change. They change. But the word of God remains the same. And God changes the way he does things. I could tell you, I could think of a lot more people. I could think of a lot more. Some have gone on to glory. Why don't we see people moving in that kind of power? I don't know. I can't even begin to try to figure it out. And this, the Bible said that each man has to be fully persuaded in his own mind. If you let people persuade you to come down to their level, okay, let me ask you this question. If a person is preaching to you about, let's say, anything in the Bible, from the book, just straight from the book, you can be saved, healed, delivered if they just stand up and read the word to you. And nothing else. Because you're going to receive from God according to the level of your own faith in him. You're going to receive from God according to the level of your own trust in his ability to be God and to do whatever it is he says he's going to do. But if I ask you to pray with somebody, and they tell you, oh no, I don't want to hear all that deliverance stuff. And you know that deliverance stuff is what got you saved, delivered, what got you healed, and is still healing you. And you say, okay, what have you just done? You've just compromised your own healing. You just compromised your own deliverance. You just compromise your own ability to receive God at the level that you've been built up to and to go down. You know what the Bible talks about? People who act back, think back, look back, says they're not fit for the kingdom. Look it up. You got to be fully persuaded, fully convinced in your own mind of who God is to you, of what God is to you, of what God is to the whole world, because he is to the whole world. Whatever he says in the Bible, in his own word, is self-fulfilling. It's Holy Ghost fulfilling in your life. Don't do it. Somebody asks you to compromise like that, you would be well to say, can't do it, goodbye, see you later. I came to help you. I can't help you stay where you are because I'm not going back. You can just go Luke chapter 9, verse 62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Go back to what? That's what I want to know. It wasn't good when you were back there. Why would you agree with somebody else to go back there because they're there? We have to get them out of there, out of loaded bar. you have a commission from God. The commission is to bring the damned out of the undamned so that they're not damned anymore. I think you find that in Mark chapter 16. Don't go back. And don't let anybody bring you back or take you back. Don't do it. Don't do it. Why should you give up any of the ground that you don't go back. Only person is afraid of this kind of ministry is a person that doesn't know this kind of ministry. So introduce it to them. Introduce it to them. It is the greatest thing since. There's a lot of changes taking place here. This internet is fine, but it's not all there is. It's so much more. You see, yesterday, and I have to try to explain this to you, not bragging, in not a bragging way, but I was blessed to behold some of the sweetest ministry I'd ever seen in my life. Right here. What God is doing with families and marriages, no human being could do. And you know what? It's not a bunch of words in demonstration of the power of God to demonstrate and to give people his love to meet their needs. Hey, that they're not even aware of what he's doing. I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing this. I don't know how to describe some of it. Because I'm really seeing miracles, but they're in the form of freedom and healing and cohesion, and it's very deep. It's so deep, it's simple. See, that's what I love about God. It's so deep, it's simple. I'm seeing people, I open up the basket. I'm seeing people with the little healing hands, and they take the colors they want. I'm seeing people dig in the basket, and then God put their hand on that perfect cross for them. This is after the ministry part is over, because I do this at the end. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing love put a bright light. I'm looking in people's eyes. And I'm seeing a little spark of the cross in them. I know it's Jesus. I'm seeing people the cornea, the change colors. I'm seeing people's countenance go from dark to whatever their color is, but bright and shining. I'm seeing people go from chaos to peace. I'm seeing it. I'm looking at it. I'm beholding God's goodness. Don't go back. there's a special grace. Now you might want to say, oh, she's just boasting, but I'm not. Minister Hattie, do you think I could get you to come on the pastor? Sorry. If I say minister, it's all just know I'm not being offensive. Can you come on the blog talk this morning for just 1 minute? No, I'm not going to say that. Can you come on the blog? Press 1. This touched me yesterday. This touched me deeply. Brothers and sisters, you get free of the demons so you can go on with Christ. You get free of the demons and go on to maturity in your own work for him. You got to hear this yourself. You just got to hear this. You see, I know a lot. You, on the blog talk? Try. Okay, call me. Call me on my cell phone. We will not be defeated. Call me on my cell phone. I've got to share this one thing. Okay. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm gonna put them up here by the mic.
Okay.
Yesterday, tell them what happened, and I'm gonna tell you what touched me so much.
Praise the Lord, everyone, and blessings. And yesterday, when I was preparing to leave, I asked, the Holy Spirit told me, you might want to bring a change of clothes, you and your husband, because I have to help Pastor Erica.
No, they don't know. They don't know what happened. I haven't mentioned any of it. You got to lead up to it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, I had called Dr. Erica last week and asked her to baptize my son. Because it was bothering me, and I couldn't remember whether he was baptized or not. So I had to do some research, and I found out he was not baptized. And I said, I would do it myself, but I don't have a pool. And I asked her if she would do it for me, and she agreed, and we agreed on a date and time, which was yesterday. But as I was preparing to leave the house yesterday morning, the Holy Spirit had a change of clothes. You and your husband, because you might have to help Dr. Erica. And I said, okay, I was obedient, and I had my clothes. And she called me on the way, and she gave me the news that I would be doing it myself. And I agreed to do that. And but the Holy Spirit had already talked to me about that anyway, which is how good God is. And when I got there, she walked me through everything, and it was a beautiful sight to baptize your own child, to impart certain things in them. The love that God has for us displayed so much. I never knew that feeling until yesterday. And I thank God. Erica for encouraging me and helping me through my process. It's a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And I just felt so overjoyed. My husband and I both, because he was a part of it, because it was just me and him baptizing my son, the one that God gave me for a period of time. So I'm grateful. I'm so happy. I'm overjoyed. There's no words to really explain it, because I can go on and on and not be able to really see the feeling that I felt yesterday.
And this is what got me. I mean, this is what got me. The Lord said, don't forget the Father's blessing. You see, a lot of young men have never received the Father's blessing. And the Father's blessing is absolutely, totally biblical. You see Abraham bless his sons, Jacob bless his sons. It's biblical. So two things happened. Number one, I saw Hattie and her husband in that mold and baptized their son. And then I heard Hattie's husband extend the Father's blessing to their son, which happens to be his stepson, right?
Yes.
But in that Father's blessing, he said, you're my son. And I saw that young man's shoulders straighten up. Because, see, I'm looking. I saw his shoulders straighten up. I saw him straighten up his spine. And then I saw him hold back his tears. He was the Father's blessing. And then his mama, who is his pastor, blessed him. And blessed his life. And blessed his future wife. Man, I was floating. I was floating.
Me too.
I was just floating. And I know that's what church is. That's what the church of Jesus Christ is about, brothers and sisters. It's about demonstrating the love of Jesus to the people of God. He's never going to forget that. That's etched in his heart. He's going to extend that whenever he finds a wife. That will be extended to her. That will be extended to his children. Do you see where I'm coming from? That's what it's about. And it just flowed from then on. It just flowed from then on to the next people. To the next people. So the whole day was a day of miracles and ministry and exaltation of Jesus. And the word of God was incorporated in it. You understand? The message, the sermon was natural, flowing from the Holy Ghost. Flowing down from heaven. Thank you for the opportunity. I was blessed. I was just blessed. I was floating. I'm still floating on the love of God, because it was so full in this church, in the church. Brothers and sisters, don't let the devil trick you. Jesus is going to get a church out of a church.
Amen.
When he comes, this is what he says. When I come, will I find faith on earth? I say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you will. Yes, Lord, I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what it seemed like. Brothers and sisters, seek God. God is his best for all who will just believe him. and don't let nobody take you down. From the time I first met you, Hattie, I remembered this. I remembered you coming here by yourself, and then you went back, and you and your husband and your same little daughter who was sitting there yesterday, sitting on that same side of the church. And I remember hearing your husband say, I will support her in whatever she does. You remember he said that?
Ma'am.
And then
yes, I
looked around and I said, God, that is a man of integrity. Because he said, how many years ago was that now, two or one?
It's almost 2 years ago.
Okay. 2 years ago, almost, he said he would do it.
Yeah.
And I witnessed. I'm watching him do what he said he was going to do. Those same baptismals, we don't have the handrails up yet, but Michael, is today Monday? Okay, Michael's going to work on them today. Brothers and sisters, don't go back. Have you gone backwards, Hattie, from the day you first came here?
As a matter of fact, I'm pushed forward. I'm about to look at a building for my worship center. So everything has just been moving forward kind of fast.
It seems like it's slow, but it is fast, too. It is fast.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, don't let nobody trick you. I'm here to help you, if you will allow me to. When God sends you to help somebody, he's not sending you to help them remain where they are. He's not sending you to help them go backwards. Don't go back, and do not compromise. It's not going to be easy. Has it been easy for you?
And a little bit of rebellion on my part because, you know, it's a lot that is entailed when you're dealing with people of all kind of caliber.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to remember to stay focused and God and not lose that sight.
Right.
And I just pray for him to help me understand his people and do the right thing.
Brothers and sisters, I don't have nothing else to say this morning. Thank you, Hattie. I appreciate you. I love you. And it's a pleasure going forward with you, okay?
Thank you. I love you too, Dr. Erica.
Praise God. Brothers and sisters, again, I'm signing off. I'm going to get all this stuff right, this equipment and everything. And I'm so grateful to God to have it. Don't go back. Don't compromise. Don't lose anything that you fought so hard to get. God wants you to bring people up to him. What did he tell Moses? What the people tell Moses? We're going to stay down here. You go get it and bring it to us. It's your season. It's your season. It's your time. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Don't lose what you already have looking for what ain't even real because you already got it. You got the real thing. This is Erica Shepherd coming to you from Dalton, Georgia. I'll see you tomorrow.
I've got it.
I think I'll play that again on my way out of here.
I've got it. Jesus in my life.